From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says he was taken by surprise this morning when he was informed that he's this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner. The Nobel Committee cited Mr. Obama for what it calls his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation. Mr. Obama said while he doesn't feel he deserves it, he will accept the prize as a call to action for all nations. Critics agree the president doesn't deserve the award, citing his brief time in office and charging he's made little substantive change. But reaction around the world has, for the most part, been positive. Larry Miller reports from London.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown sent President Obama a private message of congratulations, while French President Nicolas Sarkozy said the Peace Prize confirms America's return to the hearts of the people of the world. Afghan President Hamid Karzai said because of Mr. Obama's hard work and vision, he is the appropriate recipient. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said he hopes the award will help bring about an independent Palestinian state. A spokesman for Iran's president said Tehran is not upset and hopes Mr. Obama takes practical steps to remove injustice in the world. Former winner Archbishop Desmond Tutu explained the award speaks to the promise of President Obama's message of hope. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A suicide car bomber detonated explosives in northwest Pakistan's main city of Peshawar today, killing at least 49 people. Pakistan's government says the attack strengthens its resolve to root out militants in the region along the Afghan border. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but earlier this week, Taliban commanders threatened to avenge U.S. drone missile strikes on their stronghold. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton flies to Europe later today, where she's to talk about arms reduction in Moscow and the Northern Ireland peace process in Belfast. But her first stop is aimed at supporting Armenia and Turkey as they try to get over historic grievances. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton is to join several of her European counterparts in Zurich to attend a ceremony where Armenia and Turkey are to sign accords to normalize ties. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says it will be a significant moment that the secretary wanted to witness.
To see these two countries advance to where relations can be normalized, borders can be opened, that's a significant step by both those countries. It's been supported throughout the process by the United States.
Clinton's visit is meant to reinforce that support for the protocols, which still must be ratified by parliaments in both countries. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow climbed 78 points to close at 9,864. The Nasdaq gained 15 points to close at 2,139. The S&P rose 6. This is NPR News. A Chinese company has bought Hummer from General Motors. Sichuan Tongzhong Heavy Industrial Machinery and GM reached the deal today. Tongzhong has not been in the business of manufacturing passenger vehicles, but analysts say the company wants Hummer for both its brand name and technology. GM didn't say how much it got in the sale, but getting rid of the gas guzzler is a relief for the struggling American auto giant. NASA crashed two spacecraft into the moon today. The space agency says the mission was successful, even though initial images of the impact weren't as dramatic as some people had expected. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has more.
The target was a big crater called Cabeus. It's dark and cold, and NASA thinks this kind of crater could be hiding deposits of ice. To try to find water, the space agency sent part of a rocket slamming into the crater. Another spacecraft followed it down and sent observations back to Earth before also crashing just a few minutes later. The footage was broadcast on NASA's website, but viewers didn't see the crash or a cloud of debris. Possibly the plume didn't rise high enough to be hit by sunlight or was just at the wrong angle to be seen. Still, mission managers said they got a lot of interesting data from scientific instruments that can look for signs of water. They'll be poring over the new information in the coming days and weeks to see if water is there. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The International Olympic Committee today voted to add golf and rugby to the 2016 Summer Games in Rio de Janeiro. Both sports have been part of previous Olympic competition. Golf was an Olympic sport more than a century ago. Rugby will return after more than 80 years. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.